Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jacob.
Jacob says, LSAT Demon team, it's been a privilege studying over the course of the past couple of months, semicolon. I appreciate your sharing, essentially gratis. Gratis? What does that mean?
Free.
Free. It's Latin. Ah, yes. Such a large amount of your personal insight into this test and enhancing that delivery by way of these daily comic interludes. Okay, glad they're entertaining. I'm writing with a question that's been asked before, but it's a variation on the prior student's question, or maybe it's not. You tell me, I suppose. As of the end of this long weekend, I will have completed substantially all of the LSAC released materials. This includes review of right answers, wrong answers, and everything in between. My trailing five test average is currently a 175.6. And I basically only ever lose points on games as a result of guessing on the final two or three items each time. I would be pretty happy with a 175 plus or minus standard error score if I could just take the test today, but I'll be scared of losing momentum if I don't practice more, especially more games. The last few points in that section are, in my neediest gaze, the ultimate low-hanging fruit. I've never heard that phrase, in my neediest gaze.
I don't know. I'm picturing him starving to death, salivating, looking up at the low-hanging fruit.
Man, you're adding to my daily comic interlude. Okay, that's cool. I just don't want to end up doing something stupid in my inevitably restive state.
He misspelled inevitably, or he typoed it. Restive, I'm going to have to look up.
I think it means anxious, yeah, or like
the opposite of resting. Restive means not resting. I'm pretty sure. Unable to keep still or silent and becoming increasingly difficult to control, especially because of impatience, dissatisfaction, or boredom.
Okay, we got some bold coming up here. With that background, bold, would you be fine if I choose to drill with GRE logic games? This, I think, looks like Jacob includes an image below. This image is from the GRE Big Book, put out in the 90s and contains 27 official ETS blessed GRE administered or GREs administered back in the day. If you glance at the sample of games just from one of these tests, you'll be able to see that they're similar to the LSAT style with some spice for variety. This is unsurprising because ETS developed this item in the first place for use in the GRE and then wrote it for LSAC under contract for a while longer until LSAC decided to start flying solo.
Okay, I never knew that. That's interesting background.
Yep. Bold. They also provide difficulty data using a sample size of 3 years of GRE subjects, about 1 million students. Okay. And these questions get an average P plus of only about 30% correct. So the difficulty seems appropriate at this stage for this purpose. P plus?
I have no idea what Jacob is talking about. They're hard. I mean, so I pasted in here a PDF or one of them.
Okay.
And you can tell at a glance that it's hard. It's got a lot going on. I mean,
yeah,
there are
a lot of rules, right? There's five rules listed, but then there are the paragraph introducing the game itself is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines long. Now this has a lot going on.
This is way, way harder, Jacob, than typical LSAT logic games. And I know you think that you should work on the hard stuff, the hardest stuff, but I think you should return to the 400 games, official LSAT games, because those tests, I'm sure, still have something to teach you. If nothing else, you'll just immerse yourself into the type of shit that they're going to actually ask you on the LSAT. I would especially be doing the modern tests more. I would start over from prep test 93 and work your way backward and just do all the games. I would not go. The games in the 90s were way harder. This is way, way harder.
Prep test 93. What is that?
Prep test 93?
Yeah, that is doesn't it not exist. A thing?
No. Oh, prep test 92, I meant.
Okay. 93 will come out eventually, but not yet.
Okay, sorry. So prep test 92, and then just work your way backward through all the old games. I don't care, like, if you want to spend some time doing these games, but, like, this is, boy, you know, I'll read a little bit of it. So we got six colored lights projected on a wall one at a time in a sequence that lasts 30 seconds. A single projection of a light lasts 6 seconds. And then, oh my God, you can't have the same color more than three times in any 30-second sequence. And this is all before we've even gotten to the actual rules. There are five of them. Two of them are conditional. I don't know. I mean, they're extra. They do look very, I mean, they look solvable. They look very logic game-y.
They do kind of feel like the older games. I feel like the older games did have a lot more rules. It's almost like they were figuring out their way back then.
They were bigger puzzles. The older games were harder. Like, they were more variables, more flexibility, but more rules.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like more moving pieces. They were like harder puzzles to solve.
Yeah.
You know, it's the difference between a typical Rubik's Cube is 3x3. But, you know, they have like 4x4 ones.
Yeah.
And they also have 2x2 ones.
I don't mind Jacob trying to solve these ones. I mean, they look so much. They do look harder, but they also look like those older games.
Don't time yourself. Don't worry about it. But if you want to work your way through these just because they're novel puzzles to solve, I think that's totally fine. I don't know. I mean, you just finished up your 400. You've said you've run through all of the official ones, but I have a feeling you could probably start over and redo those ones. And I mean, like, because the real difference, Jacob, you need to get really, really good at the easy shit. I think that's the piece that maybe this is going to distract him from.
Mm.
Like, the reason why you're not finishing the section is not because of the hard game at the end. It's because you didn't do well enough on the three easy games before that.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the hard game has to be at the end, but usually game three or four, sometimes game two, but usually there's going to be like one that's harder than the others. Yeah. And that's not your problem. Everybody's going to take 10, 12 minutes to grind their way through that game. That game's not your problem. Your problem is that you didn't make worlds or whatever. You didn't kill it hard enough on the easy ones.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm a little bit afraid of it. If they're all like that, that's like, well, you're certainly not getting good at crushing the easy ones by working on something that hard.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jacob. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.